Welcome back. I'm Michael. You're listening to the Michael Dresser Show. Kelly Peterson with us, the co-author of The Asian Low Carb Secret. That's a medically proven system to help you eat well, stay slim, and how about regain your health? Kelly's a self-taught low-carb ambassador. She's influenced and mentored many people around the world to lose weight and regain health just by eating well. Kelly grew up in Singapore and has the first-hand experience with the eating habits evolved in her culture and her ancestors. Having struggled with her own weight, the issues for years and years, she finally discovered and implemented the little-known secrets of simple food combinations that make all the difference between living a thin life or constantly battling with the numbers on the scale. And we will find out what to do and how to do it. Hey, Kelly, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's my pleasure being here.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. By the way, when we really come down to it, there's so many people, Kelly, they go on a diet and they try something and they come back to square one and they haven't lost the weight. So then they try something else. And then it keeps going on and there's this vicious circle and they end up with the weight and there's this missing link of how to really do it. So let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Where was it for you when you discovered this low-carb secret?
I was 20 pounds overweight, and I had so bad a cholesterol level, and I was struggling with losing my weight and trying not to get on medications so that I can improve my cholesterol level. That was quite a struggle.
Well, I can imagine it would be. You know, for most people, is that really the key? Because when you come down to it, diets, you know, the Nutrisystem diet, the this diet, the that diet, everybody's promising something, but it seems like maybe 90% of what's promised out there doesn't work. So when we get on the Asian low-carb secret, the diet, then all of a sudden it's something that's workable and affordable. I guess that's really the question.
Yes, exactly. There are so many recommendations of how to go on a diet and how to eat healthy, how to lose weight, and it's kind of confusing for most people. The most important thing we need to see is what is causing the problem, and I finally realized that it is the cause of the blood sugar that at a high level and causes the insulin raise. That is the root of all the problem, and the cause of that is because of the carb and the sugar that we eat almost, you know, every meal that causes the blood sugar to rise.
Now, I've seen from a lot of people, I've never had a weight problem, but for a lot of people I've interviewed, I've talked to, I know, mm-hmm. you know, on a personal level, it seems as though drop the weight, and then the next thing you know, it comes back again. I mean, I know somebody who actually went in for an operation,
yes.
and the weight started coming back.
Yeah, most people think that losing weight is like going on a diet for a short time, and then they will go back to wherever they were before after they lose some weight, and suddenly the weight will come back because it is not going on a diet on a short term. It's more of looking at how you can change your lifestyle by eating better food, better real food, and trying to reduce the carb and sugar intake. And then, of course, increase your activity level and make it and embrace it as a lifestyle instead of thinking, I'm just going to do this for a few weeks and I'm happy that I'm losing weight now and I go back to eat my cake or donuts. So that's why it's always bouncing back if people going for just a diet.
Now, what's a good example of, let's say, dinner using this diet? This not diet, this nutritional way of living.
My suggestion is that eat real food and eliminate all the processed food and go for the fresh food like meat, vegetable, and focus on eating good high fat, which is coconut oil, olive oil, butter. These are all very good high fat that we can eat that is beneficial to the body. And a moderate amount of protein that would help us to keep our muscle mass, and just eliminate as much as possible all the food that is made from flour, all the food that is like rice and noodle. Those are all starches that actually convert into glucose when is digested. And sugar, of course, directly is a dose of sugar shot when you eat it. So that would be the first step I would recommend people to do it, and you'll be amazed. You see the result very, very quickly if you do it right.
Yeah, you know, there's a comment that you make in here, mm-hmm. and it's very important because it's the word itself, how to nourish your body,
Mm-hmm.
People go on diets. You know, diets are not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's that proper nourishment. The body will cause the body mm-hmm. to do what the body's supposed to do to heal itself.
Exactly, because your body knows what you need, what it needs to thrive. Because the cells needs the right amount of protein and the right amount of mineral, and your body actually needs a lot of fat, especially your brain needs fat. And your body will churn out enough glucose actually from protein itself. You don't even need to eat carb for glucose, which many people think they have to eat carbs and sugar so that they have energy. In actual fact, we can choose if we want to, is to convert our body to burning fat for energy instead of a glucose dependent. And fat itself doesn't raise the insulin. It doesn't raise the blood sugar in the first place, so it doesn't raise the insulin. And your body would be at a happier state when that happened. And by doing that, is eating more fat and enough protein, and then you can just convert your body slowly over, and they're not craving for glucose, you got more energy, and everything amazing just happened after that.
Now, by the way, the type of food that we buy at the store to mm-hmm. be able to do this kind of a diet, does it have to be health food, or can it be anything that you would buy in the market as long as the carbs were low and so on and so on? So does it have to be special food, or can it be food that you would buy on a normal basis?
I would recommend that for anyone who start out, don't worry about buying something that is called health food and organic or something. I mean, that is actually a better lever to go to it. But when you first embraced it, focus on buying the fresh meat and the fresh vegetable, and forget about anything that is in a package that claims that it is healthy, it is for whatever purpose, it has certain mineral. I mean, real food doesn't have a label to tell you that this is good. And packaging, in fact, most of the packaging in the front of the package say something, and then the ingredients is another thing, which most of the time the processed food ingredient has contained of some sort of sugar or starch that most consumer doesn't really read the fine print. So I would say is that don't buy anything that claim that is healthy. That is the easiest way to go to, unless you start to read the ingredient, make sure there's no hidden starch or any fructose or anything. Then, you know, we improve the first stage. You move to the first stage to just eat real food, and then you learn along the way how to read ingredient label. So that would be the first steps I would recommend.
So in essence, you know, the food in and of itself, once the body starts to come into place,
mm-hmm.
then all of a sudden the emotions start to come into place. And I would venture to guess that if somebody has been depressed, somebody's been emotionally upset, out
mm-hmm.
of balance,
mm-hmm.
that if eating the right food and the right combinations, all of these things can, quote-unquote, balance themselves out, homeostasis, get it back together.
Yes, suddenly. It's all in a chain effect. And when you are not, your body's nourished, you're happy, your cells actually become happy, and then it does affect your mood. Like, you get more energy, you are more positive, you can think better, and you can sleep better. And sleeping better is so important, because when you sleep so well, you wake up in the morning, you're so fresh, and everything just kind of start to shift when your body is being nourished the right way. And even most people, even their little aches and pain go away. And in fact, I personally know there are diabetic patients that they even reduce their medication over time, because they took control of their blood sugar. So that makes sense that their medication has to be reduced. It's amazing.
But isn't it all about chemicals? And I want to talk about recipes in a moment. But isn't it, I just happened to think of what you just said, isn't it all about chemicals? When you really think about it, when you eat something, whatever it is, it's going to turn into a chemical,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to go to that particular part of your body that needs to be supported to be able to help you move through whatever it is. So in essence, when you come down to it, we do chemicals all the time, but we're not doing the chemicals that are going to support our health, support our immune system.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're really saying here, stop me if I'm wrong, what we're saying is we're putting the right chemicals in our body to be able to connect to those areas that we've had a disconnect and not able to put us into balance.
Yeah, that's perfectly correct. Is our body is all about chemicals. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, yeah, so in essence, instead of going to the doctor and getting a ton of chemicals to be able to reduce your weight, you do it the natural way, natural
mm-hmm.
chemicals, quote unquote,
mm-hmm.
and then at least you know what you're putting into your body is going to go to the place it needs to go
mm-hmm.
to fix whatever the problem is.
Exactly, and the body just absorbs the nutrients that it needs naturally itself to build and to repair and to heal. So if we were to have the chemical that you mentioned earlier, like medication, it's more treating the symptom. Like you have certain pain, you treat the pain, but it's not treating the roots of cause of it. Like you're just trying to put out the fire with putting more fuels to it, and then trying to put out a fire again. And so let's just look at the real cause of it and take care of it, and naturally your body will become happier. It just totally makes sense.
Well, absolutely, no question about it, because what you're saying is very simple. But
mm-hmm.
the key is, it's to do it. Now, the book in and of itself, does it have recipes?
Mm-hmm. I have a lot of recipes that is on my website that, you know, cookinginspiredbylove.com. You can look at it and look at what kind of ingredient especially that is in the recipe. And try to steer yourself into the route that, okay, I'm going to eat more natural food, natural recipes, and fat is tasty. So explore into it, that area, and don't worry about eating fat. Fat doesn't make you fat. And in fact, carbs makes you fat. If there's no carb and it's only fat,
yeah,
then you don't put on weight, honestly.
Now, by the way, let me ask you a question. Doesn't this tie into it? Your co-author, okay, Dr. Dan Peterson,
yes,
specializes in preventive medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't this preventive medicine?
Mm-hmm. Yep, Dr. Dan Peterson, my husband.
Oh, okay, yes. All right. So, but isn't this preventive medicine?
Yes, he specializes in preventive medicine.
But the diet. Wait, stay with me with this. But the diet, the Asian low-carb secret,
mm-hmm.
isn't that preventive medicine?
It is. In fact, it's preventive medicine.
Yes.
It is. Because it's in a sense that you prevent your body getting into inflammation, or you're preventing your body going into the path of unhappiness. And by feeding the right food, you are putting your body in the right path that it can thrive itself. And in all, you're looking at it like you're actually preventing any risk of disease or any risk of the common diseases that we all know. So by eating the right food, you're actually preventing. So I would call this preventive medicine. That's why I'm benefiting from it after I learned so much about how to prevent diseases from my husband, and it all kind of traced down back to what kind of food do you put in your body?
Yeah, and when it comes down to it, whatever goes into your body is going to cause you to feel or not feel good, bad, indifferent, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we're starting to run out of time, so let me ask you this.
Yes.
Website, we can find you and find the book.
My website is Cooking Inspired by Love, and I have a book teaser on my website that you can download for free. And the actual book is coming out soon, next month. So if you were to download the book, you have the chance to get noticed that when the book is out, and you can buy the book. So my website is Cooking Inspired by Love.
Great. And by the way, if somebody missed it, it's going to be up on our website. And I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.